From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Arlen Specter, a major force in the Senate for 30 years, died today at the age of 82. His family said he had complications of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the moderate Republican-turned-Democrat played a pivotal role in the confirmation hearings of 14 Supreme Court nominees.
It is a tribute to Specter's smarts and skills that he was such an influential senator, despite the fact that he was consistently a thorn in the side of both political parties and presidents. He spent 28 years on the Republican side of the aisle until it was clear he would be defeated in the GOP primary, so he promptly switched, only to be defeated in the Democratic primary in 2010. He was reviled by the right in large part because of his role in defeating the Supreme Court nomination of Robert Bork, and he was loathed by the left because of his role in attacking law professor Anita Hill to help win confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Both President Obama and Mitt Romney are spending time this weekend preparing for their next debate, which is to take place Tuesday. Senior advisors to both camps took to the Sunday talk shows this morning to make their predictions on performance and substance. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Obama advisor Robert Gibbs says the president knew when he walked off the stage in the first debate that he has to be more energetic this time around, telling CNN State of the Union.
I think you'll see somebody who's very passionate about the choice that our country faces, and putting that choice in front of voters.
But Romney campaign advisor Ed Gillespie says President Obama can't run away from a record that has left the nation with a stagnant economy, telling CNN.
The president can change his style, he can change his tactics, he can't change his record, and he can't change his policies.
Mr. Obama and Romney square off in their second of three debates on Tuesday in New York. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A man with the nickname Fearless Felix jumped out of a capsule 24 miles above the earth today. He landed safely in a desert in New Mexico. Felix Baumgartner broke the record for the highest altitude jump for a skydiver. It's not clear yet whether he set another record, becoming the first skydiver to break the speed of sound. His descent to earth took just over 9 minutes, about half of that in free fall. The extreme athlete says this is his last jump. He plans to settle down and fly rescue helicopters and fight fires. The international human rights group Human Rights Watch says it has evidence that government troops fighting the rebels in Syria are dropping cluster bombs over civilian areas. Most countries ban cluster bombs because they spread remnants over large areas. Some don't explode until after they're dropped. Meanwhile, in a sign of escalating border tensions, Syria and Turkey have declared their skies off limits to each other. This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in Pakistan say they're making arrangements to send a girl who was shot by the Taliban abroad for treatment if necessary. The United Arab Emirates plans to send a special plane that would serve as a flying ambulance to carry the 15-year-old to hospitals in either Dubai or Abu Dhabi. Officials said today the girl is making slow and steady progress. A Taliban gunman shot her and two classmates on October 9th to silence her advocacy for education for girls. The president of the West African country of Mauritania went on national TV today to reassure the country that he's all right after being shot accidentally by his own soldiers. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arctin reports.
Initially, Mauritanian state radio reported that President Ould Abdelaziz had escaped an assassination attempt. The communications minister was quick to correct the broadcast, saying the gunshot, which apparently hit Mauritania's leader in the arm, was not intentional. It remains unclear how a military patrol did not recognize the president's convoy and shot at it. The minister says Abdelaziz, who's 55, underwent successful surgery for a light injury at a military hospital in the capital Nouakchott. The White House and the West regard Mauritania as a bulwark against the spread of radical Islamism in West Africa, especially in neighboring Mali. Ophelia Quist-Arctin, NPR News.
This week, the government is to release its inflation figures for last month. The Associated Press says the report will likely show inflation continues to be low, that prices have gone up by less than 2%. Although good news for consumers, this means that Social Security recipients won't get much of an increase next year. The cost of living adjustment is tied to inflation. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR.